It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. My goodness, it's the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. That's the final hour of the work week, of course, because tomorrow doesn't count. Fridays count as the weekend here on the Jesse Kelly Show because they're Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays, where we take the whole 3 hours and we answer your questions. What questions? Or whatever. I don't care what they are. They don't have to be political. Whatever you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's do a couple more ickies before we get back to some emails and have some more fun and do some stuff like that. Well, I guess I should just let the Admiral, Rachel Levine, explain it in the way that he wants.
Studies show that one supportive adult for an LGBTQI plus kid can make all the difference in terms of preventing suicide, in terms of them being able to navigate the world and to adulthood and leading a happy, successful, productive life. One supportive adult. I'd love if that was always the parent, but it's not always a parent. Frequently, it's a teacher.
Do you understand? Frequently, it's a who? I'm going to play it again just so you can hear it. It's a who? Where are your kids going to school?
Studies show that one supportive adult for an LGBTQI plus kid can make all the difference in terms of preventing suicide, in terms of them being able to navigate the world and to adulthood and leading a happy, successful, productive life. One supportive adult. I'd love if that was always the parent, but it's not always a parent. Frequently, it's a teacher.
Yeah, don't support your kids in that. Don't support them at all. Tell your kids you love them, guide them, and by all means, avoid these people. They are after your kids. You see this some on the right from good-hearted people. They will ask the question, I don't understand why kids, why the kids, why would it be Disney? All right, so let's say maybe you could understand Coca-Cola or Nike, but why Disney? That's a kids company. Why is it Nickelodeon Junior? That's for kids. Why do they put on these drag shows and they say it's for kids? Why is it the teachers? But why is the teachers? This person is a teacher.
Children need to feel safe to be whoever they want to be. And that is what's happening in the dramatic play area. They are acting out different ways of being in the world. In one of my first morning meetings, I bring a skirt that I like to wear. I tell the children that, you know, I want to wear the skirt, but I want to make sure that I feel safe wearing a skirt in the classroom. And so I'm just a little bit afraid that someone might laugh or they might feel uncomfortable. So I just want you to know that sometimes I wear a skirt and it's really comfortable. I like it. I like to spin around in it.
I'm laughing at you. I hope you're uncomfortable. I think it's hilarious that you wear a skirt. That's a really weird thing to do. You're a dude. Go put on some freaking jeans. That's one. But why the kids? It's important that we understand it's on purpose. We constantly shortchange ourselves and shortchange where we could be in the fight against the communists. We shortchange ourselves by assigning good motives to someone who doesn't have any. It's like we talk about on the border, and you've heard me rant about this 1,000 times, how the right in print, on radio, on TV, they'll talk about how, man, Joe Biden has failed at the border. Joe Biden's border failure. What a disaster at the border. What? Joe Biden opened up the border on purpose. It's not a failure. They're intentionally flooding the country with illegal aliens. And if you conduct yourself as if it's a failure, you're never going to be able to combat what you're facing. The same thing applies with kids. They're not, oh, whoops, did I, oh, dang it. Did I accidentally become a preschool teacher and I think I'm a woman? Well, oopsie. Let me shave my beard and put on a skirt and go talk to the kids. No. They didn't stumble into it. It's not an accident. Oh, dang. Did we take over the management at Nickelodeon Junior and we started writing all the shows and we have a drag queen twerking in kids' faces on Nick Junior? Oh, whoopsie. What a failure. What a boo-boo, guys. We really screwed up this time. No. They're there on purpose. You see your children as something to love and guide, and you want them to have a great life. It's important. Look, it's been used before, but it's a really great example. It's important to think about these communists as wolves and your children as some sort of a wounded sheep. He wants your child. And what he really needs, actually, you know what? There's a better example than this. You ever see any of those nature shows? You ever watch the lions in the nature shows hunting Cape Buffalo? You know what Cape Buffalo look like? The big, you know, the kind of looks like the ladies in the view? The Cape Buffalo, in all seriousness, the huge buffalo with the big horns out there, not the skinny ones. They're supposed to be one of the most dangerous animals in the world to hunt. Did you know that? They're famously violent and vicious and mean. If you go hunt them and you plink one and you don't kill it, they'll go to the tall grass and hide and wait for you to come get them, and they'll come stump you to death. I'm not making this up. They've found hunters that have been thrown up into the trees dead by the horns of the Cape Buffalo from it. Kind of awesome, right? Anyway, no. Anyway, but have you ever seen the lions hunt Cape Buffaloes? You're the Cape Buffalo. You're the parent. Sorry, ladies, I'm not making any references about your weight. You're the Cape Buffalo. The lions, when they hunt these Cape Buffaloes, what do they want? There's this big herd of these huge, violent things. They all weigh more than the lion. What do they want? They want that baby. See, the herd is moving at a certain pace. Man, that baby Cape Buffalo the mom just had, look at how slow he's moving. Hey, man, what if we cut that baby off from the herd? Then we can take him and make him ours. That is how they view your child. And until you understand and accept that all the child drag stuff, the Disney gay stuff, the this, the that, all this stuff is an effort to do that to your child, until you accept that it is purposeful, you'll never be able to take these people on. It's not an accident. We really need to replace the parents. Let's get them a teacher.
Studies show that one supportive adult for an LGBTQI plus kid can make all the difference in terms of preventing suicide, in terms of them being able to navigate the world and to adulthood and leading a happy, successful, productive life. One supportive adult. I'd love if that was always the parent, but it's not always a parent. Frequently, it's a teacher.
Now you see why these teachers go into this profession. Every time I play some freak job teacher like this.
You know what I don't get is why people still see me as a woman. What more could I be doing?
You know what I don't get? Why don't they think me as a woman? Anyway, that freak didn't go into the teaching profession on accident.
Well, I'm getting good grades. I just have a passion for education.
That freak went into the teaching profession because he's the lion and your child is the Cape Buffalo, and he's got a purpose. Don't assign accidental to that person. Jesse, let's get to some emails. Jesse, loved your segment on the branches of communism yesterday. I think we need to be better at labeling the different groups and highlighting what they're against, and you're doing just that. LGBTQ, BLM, he goes on, etc. Too many people think these groups are pro-something. They cry, how could you be against this or against that? You racist homophobes. And the right shrieks. It's more effective messaging if we focus on what they're against. Yes, you notice. So it's funny you brought this up. It's the reason I read this email. I was thinking about this on the way to work today. How every single part of cultural Marxism, American communism, this is all the West, but let's focus on America. Isn't it weird how all of it involves destroying something? Something has to be destroyed. Look, the kiddies. We just talked about the kiddos. These family values you're putting on your kid? You're not being supportive of little Aiden cutting his penis off? Well, we got to break up those family values. Got to break that family up. It's got to be destroyed.
Well, of course, we're going to give them something else, but sorry, the family's got to be destroyed. The climate change nutter is a great example. Are they creating? No, we have to destroy this. We have to stop that. You can't fly. You can't drive. You can't eat meat. The cows can't fart. Don't you dare breathe out. You can't, you can't, you can't. We have to stop. We have to stop. We have to destroy. We have to destroy. It's all about destruction because communism is a religion of destruction. Of course, it's all about destruction. Every part of it is about tearing down and burning and destroying. All right. Speaking of which, someone wants to have a little chat again about Chernobyl. Get to some more emails here in a moment. And then some, I have an update on the COVID stuff. Oh, man. Kind of a bummer of an update, but I have an update. Before we get to that, let's get to this email. Dear Dr. Jesse, at least there is one person in the state of California who seems to be taking chalk. It's too bad it could land him in jail for 55 years. Anyway, the headline is, the criminal is caught after cutting off 37 man buns in one day, claims he was, quote, doing the Lord's work. Chris, what if he was on chalk? What if he overdid it? He's been on chalk for like a year. He's just got testosterone coming out of his ears. And maybe he overdid the chalk that morning and he started looking around and he just couldn't take the man buns anymore. And he had to do something about it. Look, I want you to use chalk, natural herbal supplements. Use it responsibly. All right. You don't need to be taking so many that you slice off people's man buns, fellas. Go to chalk.com. Fellas, ladies, everybody, chalk.com, natural herbal supplements, chok.com. They have 35% off subscriptions. You cancel at any time. If it doesn't do what they say, cancel it. But it does. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you that deal. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Is he smarter than everyone? Who knows? Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Somebody out there needs a little prayer, Jesse Kelly Show listeners. This guy says, hey, yellow flower part-timer. Thank you for mentioning Chernobyl on last night's show. I was listening to your show, but I tend to drift off like you when you talk about something. Anyway, I have a 12-year-old son I'm trying to adopt, and we go to court next week to see if he finally becomes part of the family. Listeners, give us prayers, please. He and I are at home alone. My wife and two biological sons are at grandma's. He has the flu and beginning stages of pneumonia. He's on antibiotics and other medicine, and he's doing much better. He also likes history. I looked up the Chernobyl series you had mentioned, and we watched episode one together. He was sitting up most of the time. Just wanted to thank you for the memory that I will always cherish. Says, I can say his name. His name is John. If you wouldn't mind, we say a prayer for John and his son. That his son feels better, yes, but that whole adoption thing goes through. Remember, nothing more blessed you can do for another human being. Nothing more blessed. Already part of the family as far as I'm concerned. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't go back, because I can't believe I said this last night. Remember, this is a long clip. All right, this is long, Jesse. That sounds terrible. All right, this is a longer clip of me speaking. This is long, Jesse. I said this last night. A part of me misses the Clintons because they were so filthy. They were so dirty and so just openly dirty. Just run-of-the-mill, just a dirtball corruption family. Hillary Clinton gets to be Secretary of State. Obviously a deal she cut with Barack Obama to give him some favors and whatnot. So she gets to be Secretary of State. And all of a sudden, as head of State Department, as somebody with a huge say in American policy, in American dollars, these huge donations begin pouring into the Clinton Foundation from foreign countries we're dealing with. It was just the most naked, brazen corruption in the world. And everyone's looking and saying, wait, what? Hold on, because these organizations also have to disclose, these quote nonprofits have to disclose, where'd you spend your money? You took in all this money, what'd you spend it on? And the Clintons never had any good receipts for where they spent their money. It was just, all the money went to events and stuff like that. It just became this huge open bribery scheme that was right out in front of us. Well, it's funny because that's pretty much how politicians do it. Now, they're not always brazen as the Clintons. Normally, it's quieter. Remember the Joe Biden cancer research stuff? Do you remember it? Joe Biden, he started this nonprofit cancer place. We're going to cure cancer. And it takes in millions of dollars. And who do they employ? We got to have some people. Got to bring some people in to run the organization. So it's all Joe Biden's friends and coworkers who he hires. And I don't mean hires as in, hey, your office manager, congratulations. You're making $25,000 a year. I'm talking $300,000-$500,000 a year jobs to his friends. Again, for this nonprofit. We're going to beat cancer. And in the end, millions brought in. Not a dime went to cancer research. It all just kind of disappeared amongst his friends. This is how it works. And this is how it works when you have a country that has sold you out, when you have leaders who have sold you out. This is from Breitbart. I want to make sure they get credit. Yeah, that was me from yesterday. And again, the story is in Breitbart now today. I can't believe this, that it turned out to be true. There's email documentation that says the Bidens were trying to emulate the Clintons. You can't make this stuff up, man. All right. Let's do a little COVID update. I don't want to spend a bunch of time on that. There's a couple sads. Let's do a couple saddies. A couple saddies real quick. First of all, John Fetterman, who is, I'm not going to say his nickname right now because John Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed Hospital today for clinical depression. And I'm not even going to play the Fetterman soundbite. Fetterman, this is the one day that you will not be made fun of on here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Clinical depression is a big, big thing. It's a big deal. Hope he gets the help he needs. Also, Gisele Fetterman, his wife, what a horrific witch you are. I don't know who the bigger elder abuser is, Gisele Fetterman or Jill Biden. You think it's still Jill? Hold on. Now, hold on a second, Chris. Hold on. Chris says it's still Jill. And maybe because of Joe Biden's workload, you can argue that it is Jill. But John Fetterman had a freaking major stroke and can't talk to people without a teleprompter. And that witch had him out there on the campaign trail every day, so clearly not well to anybody who was watching, sitting there with that pasted on smile on her face, yelling at anybody. Remember the reporter? The one reporter Fetterman sat down with? The one reporter who came out and said, we were talking to him off air. He clearly couldn't understand us, had trouble communicating. And instead of stepping in as a wife and saying, man, I see it too. Let's get him some help. She publicly blasted the reporter as some liar and some hack. Now the man is already in the hospital, cannot physically do the job. He's got a damaged mind. He's got a damaged brain. Strokes are horrible things. They happen. You need care and rest. And these spouses, man, I'll tell you what, it must be a good life being a senator's wife. Being first lady must be real nice. Old Jill's living it up there. Joe's all, I can't. Who pooped in my pants? And Jill is just living it up. Whatever. All right. We've got a little COVID update. Then we're going to keep churning and burning here. But let's do this really quickly. I love this. Dear Dr. Jesse, I was complaining about your goofy designer doll the other day, so on and so forth. Anyway, it goes on to say the guy has a Burr Doodle. That's a St. Bernard Poodle. Says he's huge and powerful and still capable of protecting me. He is also, sadly, has some food issues. He doesn't throw up his food, but it all comes out the other end. I have just about pulled out my hair. She says, yes, I have long hair like a woman should. I love this woman. Trying to find a way to fix this. Thank you for recommending Rough Greens, as I no longer have that problem with my big boy. Believe me, you don't want to clean up after 135 pounds of dog with poop comes out like soft serve ice cream. Glad to have the problem solved and to know I am giving the boy a longer life. Thanks for all you do. Keep people smiling. Rough Greens works, man. It's good for your dog. Free jumpstart trial bag. roughgreens.com/Jesse, roughgreens.com/Jesse. Free jumpstart trial bag. Go.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get all your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear mustard on cheesesteak abomination. Okay, hold on. Whoa. Mustard and mayonnaise on a cheesesteak is perfectly acceptable. The mustard and the mayo. I've grown into a human being. I'll eat mustard and mayo on a cheeseburger. Now, not one of the world famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburgers, because it doesn't need any mustard or mayo or anything else. But mustard and mayo on a cheesesteak is legit. And I'll tell you something else, you cheesesteak snobs. Guess what? Cheese Whiz sucks on a cheesesteak. I don't care how original it is. I've tried it. I've tried all the authentic ones. Cheese Whiz sucks. Put some provolone or some white American or something like that on there. The Cheese Whiz adds nothing to it. And I'm a Cheese Whiz man. Remember, I'm white trash. We used to eat fish when I was a kid. We put it in a casserole dish and just take Cheese Whiz and pour it over the top and put it in the oven and cook it. What, Chris? I think that's kosher. I'm pretty sure that's kosher. Either way, legit. Don't dismiss Cheese Whiz. It sucks on a cheese. Anyway, going on. The guy says, your ginger construction company story the other night reminded me of a book I read years ago. Don't ask me to remember the name or author. Unlike the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com. Can't believe you remember that. Wow, that's amazing. Good for you. Good for you. Now, the author's theory was that North... See, I'm thinking about this theory. It's fascinating. The author's theory was that North America developed at a greater pace than South America, in part due to North Americans hiring the best men for the jobs, while South Americans practice familism. Chris, how do you say that word? Can you look... I need you to look it up so I can sound smart. Don't say, I don't know. I already don't know. If you don't know, isn't there something out there you can look up where it pronounces words for you? We need that. That's... Familism, Chris. It's fine. Don't worry. It'll be fine. Anyway, he says, what say you, part-time history guru? I only brought this up because I find this to be fascinating. Latin America. You know, let's focus on Mexico for the time being. People have asked me for the longest time, hey, Jesse, kind of a random question. Jesse, what's a country you could see becoming a superpower that's not currently a superpower? And I always answer Mexico. Mexico fascinates me. Now, I should be honest about my biases. I love Mexico. I love it. I love going there. The tourism's a blast. I love the people. I have just so many of my friends are Mexicans. I love the music. It's awesome. I love the food. Oh my gosh, Mexican food. What, Chris? Shut up. I love Mexico. So maybe that's part of my bias. But you have this country, two oceans, two huge coastlines. And don't dismiss that, Americans, about why we are so blessed. There are many, many reasons, of course. But having these two gigantic coastlines, man, that's a huge benefit. Huge benefit for shipping. So you have two huge coastlines. Yes, that's a good point, Chris. A very narrow southern border to defend. On your northern border, if you're Mexico, you have... this elite superpower, us. Now, that's always a good thing because you don't look, you don't want what you don't want is what we have, where you have Mexico on your southern border, because then there's no way to totally secure it. People are always going to find a way to get from there to here. But to be aligned with us, you okay, so you have that advantage. You do have great families, great family values, family environments. They have outstanding natural resources there. Mexico's super oil rich. And I've always looked at Mexico and it's always frustrated me. How is that country still where it is? You realize, you know, Mexico basically has states like we have states, right? You know that half of the states in Mexico, half of them are known as narco states, meaning the cartels are the government. If you're the governor of one of those states, you don't get to just sign laws and make decrees. You're just a puppet for the cartels. You do as you're told, or your head ends up in the dumpster out in front of your house. How's that possible? How is it possible a nation with so much going for it can't get it together? If you look at some landlocked country in the Middle East, right? No border or no ocean borders, maybe no major resources at all. At least you can look at that country and make an excuse for them. Hey, it's just kind of not in the cards. Look at where they're at. It's just not going to work. Mexico? Mexico should be this juggernaut. And they can't even get clean water for their people. They don't even have clean drinking water. So when it comes to all of Latin America, this is something whenever I talk to an expert on it, I ask this question. I don't understand the corruption of Latin America. Now, I'm starting to understand it more as we go the same way. But for as long as I've been alive, corruption in Latin America has been a gigantic problem. Their politicians just go to jail routinely. They're on the take. They're bribed. The cops are on the take. It's just something that has plagued them. Is there something, Chris, did you ever forget how to say this word, familism? You didn't even look it up. Thanks a lot, Chris. Well, you know what? I'll come up with my own way to say it. I'm an author. So this familism, it makes sense. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it makes sense. There's probably a lot more going into it than that. All right, enough of that. Let's do a quick COVID update because, man, it's been a heavy enough show. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on it, but this probably comes into play here.
Heart attack deaths have become more common across all age groups since the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
But a recent study found that young people are actually most at risk in this case. According to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, the number of heart attack deaths among 25 to 44-year-olds in the U.S. over the first 2 years of the pandemic was 30% higher than predicted.
Pair that with this headline. Face masks make little to no difference in preventing the spread of COVID. And I do think it is important to take just a brief moment. We don't need to stay on it forever. It's been a heavy enough show. It's important to go back. So now we know about the heart attacks, the strokes, the blood clots. We know the face mask didn't do anything. Now is a good time to sit and reflect on all the politicians, Democrats and Republicans, who pushed these things so hard on us. Maybe I shouldn't have just done a little bit on Latin America. Boy, Latin America, man, they better get their stuff together. Maybe it's time to accept that's who we are now, huh? Well, maybe it's leadership like this.
Well, I'm going to try to help explain to the American people that defeating the Russians in Ukraine is the single most important event going on in the world right now.
I don't think the 20-year-old listening to the sound of my voice who's currently got chest pains and he's been having them since he took the jab and his parents are worried and he's worried and he's wondering if he's going to die in the next 15 minutes or if he goes for a jog tomorrow. I don't think all those small businesses who've been wiped out, the mental health crisis that kids are going through right now, I don't think all these things domestically, I don't think these people domestically would necessarily agree that the most important thing going on in the world is Russia-Ukraine. Not even dismissing Russia-Ukraine, it is important. But the Republican leader in the Senate saying it's the most important thing in the world right now, man alive, does that show how far we've fallen, huh?
Yeah. Dear truth-teller Jesse,
I listened to your segment from yesterday about suicide rates amongst teenage girls three times already, and I played it also for my 16-year-old daughter. My husband sent it to three other good friends. As a homemaker in today's world, it literally brought tears to my eyes. Society makes women feel as if something is wrong with them or if they stay home to raise children and take care of their husband in a home. The first question I'm asked when meeting someone is, what do you do for a living? I usually feel awkward saying I stay at home with our 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and 12-year-old. Thank you for making me feel valuable and my role in life worthwhile. God bless you and your family. Her name is Anne. I didn't make you feel valuable. You are valuable. And ladies, again, I'm not dogging on you if you got a career, whatever you're doing. When someone asks you what you do, if you're a homemaker and you take care of a home, you take care of children, you take care of a husband, you care for your home, you shout that from the rooftops. I don't care what society has done to you, how much society has shamed you, and I think it's disgraceful they have. You puff out your chest when you tell them, I'm a homemaker. I'm a housewife. I'm caring for people. I'm nurturing the next generation. You don't be even a little bit sheepish of it. You be proud of it. Be proud of it. And in so doing, make them ashamed of the decisions that they're looking down on you for making. No, they think they're going to get you. What do you do for a living? Oh, she's just a housewife. Tell her, I'm a housewife. What do you do for a living? You be bold. You're the one. You're the one that matters. All right. But as a housewife, make sure you take at least 10, 15 minutes a day to practice with your Mantis X system. All right. Housewives have to protect the home too. Sometimes the man is away. And you got to go to MantisX.com and get yourself a Mantis X. What is it? It's actually really cool. It attaches to your weapon. All right. Whatever weapon you have, don't worry. They've got you covered. Attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. If you go to MantisX.com, you'll see everything they have. These things, I mean, it's what the pros use. How do the Green Berets get so good? What are the Marines using? Well, go to Marine Corps Boot Camp, Paris Island. You know what you'll see? Mantis X. Green Berets, you know what you'll see? Mantis X. Use what the pros use without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com and get one for yourself today. Or the housewife in your life. Show her your appreciation. MantisX.com.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, and you should email the show for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Email in right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I still just can't, I can't believe the President of the United States of America had a press conference today, and he said this.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
So we are either an incompetent nation that just shoots down whatever we see without any regard for what it is or who owns it or anything else. So we're either incompetent or the President of the United States of America is completely bought off by China and was instructed to get up and give a press conference absolving China of the things we've been shooting out of the sky. If there's a third answer, I'd love to hear it, but I don't think that there is.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, I forgot to play this. You remember the whole gas stove thing we've been going on and on and on about? And how I've told you, once they roll these things out, they're already a done deal. They roll them out to kind of test what your reaction's going to be, and they roll them out so they can mock you into silence. They roll out a gas stove ban. You freak out. I love my gas stove. They immediately print article after article. There's not going to be a gas stove ban. But it's already being rolled out. It's already in the works. It's California law, New York law. Richard Trumka Jr. out there today. Oh, yeah. This is Biden's CPS commissioner.
That's why I think we need to be talking about regulating gas stoves, whether that's drastically improving emissions or banning gas stoves entirely. And I think we ought to keep that possibility of a ban in mind as you follow along, because it's a powerful tool in our toolbox and it's a real possibility here.
Banning something you use, something you love. You see what we're talking about when it comes to the destruction of the communists, and that's all he is. It's who he is. Taking away whatever you have. Look, and you hear what he called it? Remember, I'm gonna play it again. You already called it at the end. Pay attention to what he calls it. Taking something away that you love. You love it, you use it, it makes your life better. Listen to what he thinks it is.
That's why I think we need to be talking about regulating gas stoves, whether that's drastically improving emissions or banning gas stoves entirely. And I think we ought to keep that possibility of a ban in mind as you follow along, because it's a powerful tool in our toolbox and it's a real possibility here.
It's a powerful tool in our toolbox. You see, anything they can do to make you poorer or more miserable, it's just a tool in their toolbox, baby. They're busy, man. They're busy destroying. That's just a handy little tool. I'll consider that my little screwdriver. Keep it right there. Just a little tool in my toolbox there. All right. Before we get into headlines I didn't get to, let's get into cyber crimes. Speaking of things that I'm really bad at and don't understand, you know, one day I picked up my phone because I keep my email on my phone like you probably do too. And I looked down at it, and what I was looking at was my home title. I saw my home title, and it had my signature and my wife's signature on it. It looked like we were taking a loan out against our home, and the signatures looked 100% real. But I didn't do that. Cyber thieves did that. Home title theft. Home title theft is the cyber crime sweeping the nation. Your home title's online. They hack into your home title. They forge your signature on it, which looks real. Trust me on that. And they go take loans out against your home. Do not get burned. Trust me on this. They'll get you evicted from your home, or you're going to sink like 50 G's into an attorney. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. They'll detect any tampering. They'll shut down the tampering. All right? HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Study shows striking number who believe the news misinforms. I gave you a lot of bad news on today's show. That is outstanding news. The more we can spread the word out there that people are being blatantly lied to whenever they turn on the news, the better off this country will be. I know that's a sad state of affairs, but you as an American, your neighbor, my neighbor, your friend, your brother, your whoever, we must absolutely must continue to let people know they are being lied to by their government, by their media, by everyone at all times. You have to distrust whatever these people are saying. I would say they've more than earned that distrust, wouldn't you?
Heart attack deaths have become more common across all age groups since the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
But a recent study found that young people are actually most at risk in this case. According to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, the number of heart attack deaths among 25 to 44-year-olds in the U.S. over the first 2 years of the pandemic was 30% higher than predicted.
Take this or you want grandma to die. Take this or you're fired. Oh, hey, all these people are dying of heart attacks. California loses 500,000 residents in 2 years as Americans flee high costs and COVID restrictions. Remember all that talk we do about balkanizing, get out of your red area, get out of your blue area, move to a red area, have a better life, fortify your state. Those conversations we've had 1,000 times on the show. You remember that? Well, it doesn't really matter whether you support that or whether you're against that. The truth is, it's human nature and it's already happening. People are leaving these horribly run Democrat areas. They're going to a place where they can be free. Move with them and join them. Come to Texas. You are welcome. Come on down to Texas. Let's have some Bud Heavies, all right? Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.